The UK is going into a very difficult time with the March Brexit deal looming and continued instability in the ranks of the Conservative Party leadership. Boris Johnson is in the headlines again for all the wrong reasons, following his divorce revelations, and his populist and blunt language on Brexit has caused problems before.
And I think that the sums that I have seen that they propose to demand from this country seem to me to be extortionate, and I think to go whistle is an entirely appropriate expression.
Yes, Boris Johnson there. I asked Professor Simon Tormey from the University of Sydney whether, despite all this, whether he was preparing for a tilt at the Conservative leadership to become Prime Minister.
We're coming into the Conservatives conference soon. So their annual conference is at the end of the month. So you've got 2 weeks away from that. And really what's going on at the moment is that he's trying to gauge the degree to which, if he did make a pitch for leadership at this particular juncture, that he would be able to drum up the 48 signatures needed to depose Theresa May, or at least oppose the challenge to Theresa May. So he's kind of on the phone, you know, 24/7 at the moment, seeing if he's got enough numbers, very much the leadership spill sort of scenario that we just had in Australia.
It sounds, even the figures sounds pretty similar, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, we've learned our politics from the Brits here, obviously, so it kind of runs along very similar lines. And of course, what we've got is, you know, Brexit is now, we're getting to the point where the rubber hits the road here. So the thing which is really animating the talk of a leadership challenge is, of course, that Boris is very much on the hard Brexit side, or that's what we think he is at the moment, whereas Theresa May obviously has been trying to steer through what's called the Chequers plan, this idea of a kind of softish, pseudo-Norwegian-style exit from the EU, and there are lots of people in the Conservative Party who really don't like that option.
And what was the situation with Norway?
So what happened with Norway is that the elites were very keen for Norway to join. The problem is every time they put it to their own people, on two particular occasions, they lost the referendum. So rather than being able to become full members of the European Union's political institutions, they agreed on a kind of a compromise, which was actually went quite well with the people as well, which is that they would join something called the European Free Trade Area. They'd pay to be members of the single market. They would respectfully bow down before all the regulations which are required in order to be a member of the single market, but they would remain independent insofar as their own politics is concerned and insofar as agriculture and fishing is concerned. So they managed to sort of ring fence two things which are very close to the Norwegian heart, whilst at the same time not damaging their overall kind of macroeconomic interests. So really Britain kind of needs something like that. It's just that the politics are very, very difficult to get through the Conservative Party, and then the House of Commons, and then back to the British people.
So getting back to Boris Johnson again, if he does feel that he does get near that 48 milestone, and let's say that he is successful and becomes Prime Minister, how popular will he be, given all the publicity about his extramarital affairs and his gaffes?
Yeah,
does that make him more popular or less popular?
It's a kind of, well, this is where, you know, there's two views on this. I mean, one is that, you know, he's worked out and he's got Lynton Crosby working for him, our Australian sort of election guru there, who is pushing him in a sort of Trump direction. You know, the more you sound like an outsider, the more you sound like someone who's authentic, who speaks the plain truth, who does that sort of Pauline Hanson thing, the better off you're going to be. So the calculation is really quite a careful one, but by being more Trumpian, he can actually get purchase and traction with people who feel that they've lost touch with what's going on in Westminster. I mean, the other view is that that's just Boris. And, you know, he's a former journalist. He's a rumbustious character. He does things, you know, off the top of his head. He's a very spontaneous person. He just picks up the pieces afterwards. I mean, I think the truth lies between these two things, that Boris is like the Knight of the Living Dead. I mean, he is just so focused on becoming Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. He'll say anything and he'll do anything in order to progress the career of Boris Johnson.
Yeah, say anything, do anything, that's Boris. Professor of Politics at the University of Sydney, Simon Tormey, ending that report. I'm Roderick Chambers and you're listening to The Wire.